Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer of Repentance by Emily Rose Massey, read by Leah Martin. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. A few months ago, my eyes were opened to the stark reality that I was struggling with an area of my past, the pain of rejection. This continues to be a battle for me, yet I realize that healing from the pain of rejection is a partnership and most definitely a process. And thankfully, I'm not alone in this fight. One thing for sure is that the Lord fights for me and the Holy Spirit guides me into all truth, illuminating and highlighting lies that I was believing that are rooted in rejection. Rejection had overwhelmed so much of me that I wasn't being fully honest with people in my life. The lie I believed was that I would be rejected if my sin or wrongdoing was discovered. Therefore, I chose to either keep silent or tell a lie to keep my secret hidden so that I wouldn't be a disappointment. That lifestyle was keeping me from being fully transparent and honest with my husband, and most importantly, with God. I believe this is why 1 John 1 reminds us of the importance of confessing our sin. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. Hiding our sin causes us to hide from God, similar to Adam and Eve when the first sin entered the world. They felt ashamed, and shame made them feel rejected. Because of Jesus and the finished work on the cross, we're forever made righteous in our position, as we stand before the Father and are forever forgiven. Yet, when we sin, it causes our fellowship with God to be hindered, and then we can very easily stray from Him. God's love toward me never changes when I sin, yet I may still experience consequences and correction for my disobedience. Repentance, as a believer, is for our benefit, to keep fellowship with our Father open and unhindered. Sin can often cause our hearts to grow callous, and we may not be as sensitive toward the conviction of the Holy Spirit. The enemy wants you either in pride, thinking you're better off doing life your own way, or in isolation, bound in a pit of depression, unable to receive love or give love, feeling like no one loves you or cares about you, especially God. But God's love is unconditional and perfect, and nothing can stop His pursuit of you. He wants us to be honest with Him so that we can see real transformation in our life as He conforms us into the image of His Son. Like I said above, positionally in Christ, you stand before God forgiven and righteous, but experientially, sanctification is a process because our flesh is weak. Although as born-again believers, we continue to sin against God because we're constantly at war with our flesh in this life. The good news is that we have a great advocate, Jesus Christ, who is forever our righteousness. To be sure, our position in Him as declared righteous before God will never change. Yet we are still called to confess our sin, which purifies our conscience before the Lord. 1 John 1:9 says, Jesus is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Let's come out of hiding and rejoice in the truth that Jesus is forever our righteousness, despite our shortcomings, and run to repent every time. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for sending your Son to stand in my place and take upon Himself your wrath that I deserved. I stand forgiven and justified before your throne because of Christ's work on the cross. And although I stand forgiven of my sin, that doesn't mean that I don't stumble into sin. My flesh wants to lead me away from your ways, and sometimes I give in to that temptation and disobey. Instead of running away from you in shame, I choose repentance. Holy Spirit, help me be quick to repent and run to the throne of grace. Father, thank you for your mercies that are fresh and new every single morning. May I never take your mercy for granted, and may I always make a habit of walking in honesty before you and repent of my disobedience. You're such a faithful Father, waiting for me with arms wide open. Thank you for being a God of abundant second chances. In Jesus' name, amen. Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
This is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Ministry podcast. Learn how to share and defend your faith by listening to us weekly. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.